Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. This is my weekly meal plan episode. In this episode, each week, I share with you my meal plan for my family for the upcoming week. I also have a blog post that goes along with this on my website at lolasfrugallife.com, where you can find the full meal plan and links to any recipes that I mention in the episode. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, March 16th. On Saturday, I'm going to be making slow cooker corned beef and cabbage. Now, I'm actually not going to be cooking the cabbage in the slow cooker. I'm just using this recipe for the corned beef, only because I started making coal cannon as a side. Instead of having the cabbage cooked with the corned beef, I make the corned beef separate, and then I do coal cannon, which, if you haven't had that before, it's mashed potatoes basically with cabbage mashed in with them also. So it goes really good with the corned beef. And plus, I use the corned beef to make corned beef hash the next day. So I just prefer not to have the cabbage in there. I'm only like a quarter Irish, but I still love to celebrate pretty much anything, even if I'm not the nationality that goes along with anytime I can kind of cook something fun to go along with a holiday. So I always do this corned beef meal as close to St. Patrick's Day as possible. The reason I'm doing it on Saturday, even though Sunday is actually St. Patrick's Day, is because, like I said, I like to use the corned beef to make homemade corned beef hash the next day. And I didn't want to cook the corned beef on Sunday, and then I wouldn't be able to make it for the breakfast on Monday because I'll be working. So anyway, I'm going to do on Monday the corned beef in the slow cooker, and then it's Easy Irish Coal Cannon, which is from allrecipes.com. And then I'm going to be doing something called mashed peas, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is also supposedly like an Irish recipe. I don't really know. I found it one time and it said that they make them at like an Irish restaurant. So the person that shared the recipe said they got it from like an Irish restaurant or whatever. So anyway, it goes good with the coal cannon and the corned beef. So that's what we're doing for Saturday. For Sunday on St. Patrick's Day, I don't normally share breakfast recipes, but like I said, I'm going to be making Chef John's corned beef hash. That's from allrecipes.com. It comes out so good with the real corned beef. So I'm going to be doing that for breakfast. And then for dinner, we're going to be doing Irish bangers and raviolis. I started doing that a few years ago and just kind of became like a tradition to do those two meals back to back. So that is going to be for Sunday. I don't really have a recipe to share for those. The bangers is just like a sausage type thing, and you just buy it in a package and cook it. And then the raviolis, I'll just buy some kind of good raviolis and boil them up and serve them with it. So it's a pretty quick, simple meal. For Monday, I'm going to be doing quick baked chicken parm from allrecipes.com. This is a simple recipe where you just take chicken breast, dip it in egg and then breadcrumb and bake it in the oven. And then you add the cheese and the sauce at the end. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. You bake it first and then you take it out and then you add the sauce and the cheese and then put it back in. Finish cooking it. Super quick and easy. And then I'm just going to be making some spaghetti on the side with that. For Tuesday, I'm going to be doing sheet pan chicken fajitas, which is from foodnetwork.com. It's just your typical chicken, peppers, and onions with some seasoning baked in the oven. And then we put out some flour tortillas and some cheese and avocado and all that kind of stuff to make the fajitas. For Wednesday, we usually always do seafood. This week, we're doing easy shrimp scampi from spendwithpennies.com. This is a quick stovetop shrimp scampi recipe. It comes together really quickly. And then I'm just going to be making some linguine on the side with that. For Thursday, I'm going to be doing once a month cooking. It's called OAMC, Cheesy Chicken Tater Tot Casserole. I don't do it as the once a month cooking thing, but I had in the past. This is one of those recipes you can make in advance. We'll put it together in advance, but not cook it. Put it in the freezer. And then when it's cooking day, you just dump it in the, or you defrost it and dump it in the crock pot. But it also comes with the cooking instructions for just cooking it without having previously frozen it. So it's basically just like tater tots, chicken breast, cheese, milk, salt, and pepper, and you cook it in the crock pot. It only cooks for like 4 to 6 hours. So I usually do it like if I'm going to be working from home, because I start it in the crock pot a little bit later rather than putting it in first thing in the morning and having it cook the entire day. Usually on Thursdays, I was doing just like breakfast for dinner or soup, but I'm mixing in some crock pot recipes now too, because they're actually perfect for Thursdays when I go grocery shopping, so that when I get home and get the groceries put away, pretty much dinner is already done. So we're doing that Thursday. For Friday, it's our hamburger night again. Every other Friday, we do hamburgers. So just some ground beef. I make it into patties, cook it up in a frying pan. I'm going to be making some oven fresh seasoned potato wedges from allrecipes.com. That's a really simple recipe where you just take potatoes, slice them into wedges, mix them in a Ziploc bag with some olive oil, salt and pepper, I think onion powder, garlic powder, Parmesan cheese, and you bake them in the oven. And then I'm going to be doing just canned pork and beans on the side with that. So that's it for this week's meal plan. Like I said, you can find this on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. It has the full meal plan for every week. I like to share these because I think it has made such a positive impact in my life to have a meal plan together in advance before the week even starts. A lot of times I have them almost fully built, like going out for a while, because of the way I repeat certain meals on certain days. So it just has made such a big difference in my life. So I'm just sharing it with you in case it maybe motivates you to put your meal plan together, or maybe just gives you some ideas of some things you'd like to make this week or 1 week in the future. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes, and definitely all of my meal plan episodes, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.